increase. If you want to go back to your original reason for having fairs, you have to go back to Asian Europe, where they were called trade fairs. In other words, Egypt had a big silk fair every year where people brought their silks to sell. And they had acts out in front of their tent to draw the people over to buy their silk. The big jewel and precious stone and precious jewelry fair was in Troyes, France. And then you had a big leather fair. Well, they were also regarded as religious institutions where people would gather in the fall to give thanks to a good harvest, or when the harvest was over to get together for a celebration. And the politicians would come in and talk. And then, of course, the eventual thing happened was people come in with jewelry to sell or come in to feed the people. And the midway come in to amuse the people, and they made some money. And it finally developed into a thing where it was just a combination of a lot of things. And what the original thing was for the farmers to come. Give them a chance to compare what they were doing with their neighbors, I guess, to improve our livestock, which we've done. My God, a judge today, hogweed show as recently as 20 years ago, a judge today wouldn't look at that hog a second time. Because those days we used a lot of lard. No, we don't want lard. We want meat so lean that you got to buy lard to fry it in. You know what I mean? It's just those changes. And of course, the merchants today use the fair to show the merchandise and show us new and home appliances. But the original of the fair, as you said, as you asked me before, was to give people a chance to compare what they were doing with their neighbors and learn from their neighbors and things of that kind. And get their livestock with a blue ribbon on it, because if they got a blue ribbon on their livestock, everybody was after their livestock, buy young calves or pigs or whatever it was, improve the breeds. I think probably in the agricultural college, which was called Michigan Agricultural College at that time, which is now Michigan State University, they encouraged the fairs to do that because they could carry on a certain amount of experiments down at the experimental farm, but most of it was done by going to the fair and seeing what the neighbor was doing. Seeing who had the fastest horse, that was a big thing too.
How would they see who had the fastest horse? Two horse races?
They're around the half mile track first.
What did you do? Have a regular schedule? Or?
No, you had years ago in your horse racing, you had these breeding farms like the fairgrounds was originally, and if you raised a horse, and probably you could go a mile in 2 minutes and 35 seconds, I think you didn't go that fast, he wasn't worth keeping. But as soon as he was caught going a mile in 200 minutes and 30 seconds, he had to go into the 230 class, as they called it. Now, if he won the race and happened to go in 228, he couldn't go in the race. He had to go in the 228 race after that. Today, they have a different schedule. They can win so much money in a class, then they've got to move into a faster class as they win money. They start racing a two-year-old colt. When he's made so many $1,000 in that class, which might be a 225, 222, then he's got to move into faster classes. And we've had it on. They just simply got out there and started the race. We had one time, we had 260 stables on the fairgrounds. My wife and I talked about this morning. But it was just a matter of who had the fastest horse. In those days, it was a good thing to have a fast riding horse. A lot of the farmers overtake each other on the way home from the grocery store on a Saturday night and get into a horse race. That was a very common thing to have happen. Of course, we have had races out the old Tama Fair years ago out here, which was one of the oldest fairs in Michigan. We had about 1930. But they even had a race where the slowest horse won the race. But the other thing about that was there was the horse was tied to the fence and the sculptor was standing there. Each man drove the other man's horse. Now, of course, if you were driving my horse, you'd get the harness on him just as quick as you could and get him in that buggy and get him going so that me driving your horse would come in last. And they just go out of their half harness and half everything else and all the bridles falling off of him and everything else, get him out there and get him going so my horse comes in last. It used to be a lot of fun. But it was mostly a thing to get together and have a good time with it. And I think a fair has been successful. Portrays the industry, the social life, the economy, and the products of the community in which it's held in almost an exact proportion to their importance to the community. In other words, Grand Rapids years ago, that was a furniture center. That's furniture. We used to show an awful lot of automobiles here because we're in an automobile country. But the only thing is now, by the time our fair comes down, the way they come out of their models, they'd be showing your old cars because their models come out just about the time that, well, just after our fair is when their models come out. So that was something else. So there's had to be all these changes made.
So the fair really reflects the region that you're in.
That's right. You can't go out and want to work in one fair, want to work in another. I was offered a position one time down south to run a fair. And when I got down there, I found out that if I got into cotton, tobacco, and razorback hogs, I'd just be like a lost ball in high weeds. I wouldn't know the first thing about it. And I better stay in a region where I knew what things were.
And then at the time that this fair started, then this mainly was an agricultural region. And it's
and a good one. The Saginaw Valley was a rich valley and a diversified valley. We could grow so many different crops here. We weren't limited to tobacco or cotton or wasn't limited to anything. We could grow all kinds of grains, oats, sugar beets, wheat, barley, rye. We could grow corn. We could do a lot of things, and we had it fairly good in the industry. Lumber had gone out, but we had coal mining and the motor plants were starting. We had a big Lufkin Rule Company. We had the Saginaw Manufacturing Company. We had a lot of industry here, so it was a well-balanced community, and I think that probably was one of the reasons success of the fair. And the other reason for success of the fair is because the city and its citizens and its merchants have always been behind the Saginaw Fair. They've never, some fairs have an awful time. They claim they take all the money out of town, the fairs take the money all out of town, and the merchants get down on the fairs and people, but that's not true enough. They were accused of that here sometimes, taking all the money out of town. Well, they don't take the money all out of town because it brings money into the town. Most of the money we make is spent here in town in building buildings, and is spent here locally. And my answer, best answer is this, that we buy a roll of tickets, 1,000, which we sell for $1,500, and that roll of tickets costs us at the most about 50 cents. Well, there isn't a product in the world you can buy for 50 cents and sell for $2,000, and we send all the money out.
Yeah.
And while the carnival perhaps takes out some money, they leave a lot of money here, and this money that carnival takes out doesn't all come from Saginaw. It comes from 17 different counties that people come in here and spend this money. But the money that they leave here with us would far more than offset what they take of Saginaw's money out of town. If we had to depend on Saginaw County alone, there'd be very little money go out of town. But there'd be darn little money left in either, because there wasn't much to start with. So that if that isn't true, that the citizens have always, the city has always cooperated us. Very close to the merchants and exhibiting. We had merchants during the war that didn't even have help enough to man their booths, but they put things in there for people to see and try to keep us going.
And what was the first building built again?
I believe it was one of the merchants' buildings. I can still hear them old gasoline run Maytag washers in there pucking around with little engines on them. I believe that was the first one, and then of course later we were set up 2 or 3 years for a while. I might say this too one time. The county, under a law, or a law passed in the state legislature, used to assess the tax roll of the city and the county 1/10 of 1 mil and give it to the fair. And it used to be a matter of anywhere to $18,000 to $20,000 a year that they raised. They couldn't go over 1 mil, but 1/10 of a mil is all it was. And that was, went on to 1938, I believe, just before I went to the fair. We haven't had any city aid since then. We pay for our police. paper and fire protection. But as I say, we've always had wonderful cooperation. People have always kind of looked on it as their affair. We've never had any trouble with that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's about all we can really say about it right now.
Standish, what do you want to come in here for? They said, my God, we'd get more people from Standish if we were at the Saginaw Fair. We work with more Standish people than we work in Standish. The first fair was held way back in the late 1600s under an old tree when two farmers got into a one with an Elkanah Watson, his name was. Argued over who had the best sheep. That was the first time you know, it looked like a fair. There was money put up on the thing. It was all done under a big old tree in Massachusetts. But some fairs have grown, some have. But you've got to change with the times. If you can't anticipate the future and change with the times, there's always a job to be done. And you've got to determine what that job is. During the war, we had lots of saving mob drives. We called it war machinery, two of our buildings that were not during the war.
Did the fair itself actually run during the war? Or?
Yes.
It did.
We did some, didn't we? Did. We were trying to decide. They said, my God, the gasoline ration, they can't get here for the fair. And I said, gasoline ration, they can't get out of town either, so they got to come here for entertainment. It worked out that way.
Okay. I'll just cut it off.